Hello, men. This is Steve and Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for tuning in again today. We want to do a video this week for you about a question that we get all the time. The question is, how do I find a men's group? As you know, we're always talking about finding high-quality men, men you can trust, men you can open up to, and create that group. So the men say, how do I do that? Where do I find men like this? Well, besides being a part of this community, it's important to know that you can create a men's group on your own. We're having a two-man men's group right now. I flew over the Atlantic to see Dan here in England. We're in some park not too far outside of the town of Ashburn. And so sometimes you have to do weird stuff to create a tribe. You have to take off, maybe go over the continent and find a friend. Sometimes you open up to a brother or somebody like that. But finding men you can talk to is one of the most important things to do. How have you done it in your life?
So it really depends on the situation, but there have been times in relationship with my family, for example, where I've had to go through difficult conversations with people, or even go through a boring conversation with someone to enable me to then open up a little bit more, or to get them to open up a little bit more and create that connection that then enabled us to have that kind of group feel, or, you know, that better connection, better relationship. Same with work, you know, in a work environment, being with people that you are quite happy and comfortable around doing the standard professional stuff, but have never really even entered a conversation that is slightly edgy,
yeah,
you know, slightly vulnerable.
We talk about the skill of leaning into something that feels uncomfortable, into that space where it would normally feel awkward, where you're not supposed to go. If you want to become a man who's more open-hearted, more vulnerable, more authentic, who creates deeper connections with people, you're going to have to come from that place. It's not a place you have to find or get to, it's a place you have to come from. That means you have to learn to become that man by practicing new skills of openness, vulnerability, honesty, and obviously this comes under the umbrella of just not giving a flip. Not giving a flip what people think about you and your values and your mission and who you're becoming. You just say what needs to be said and you do what needs to be done. And sometimes getting a men's group together is getting one man across the Atlantic and having a beer with them somewhere in a pub full of dogs, by the way. That's where we just came from. Sometimes it you might do something bold, like go on meetup.com and set your own meetup. I have one in Fort Collins that I do every 2 weeks. I've been doing it for 3 years now. And it starts out slow. Everything starts with one small step, and that's what we want you to do. From this video is thinking about the next small step, the next decision you can make to connect with the man who you care about, one who you find interesting or fascinating or wise. It could be a grandfather. It could be an old man down the street. But make a connection and start working on those skills of yours to be vulnerable, to be authentic, to open up, and actually come from the place that you want to create. Nobody's going to come to you doing this. You have to start it. You have to take the first step.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for being here, brother. We've got more beer to drink, so we'll see you guys on the flip side. Bye.
Take it easy.